Sound Gorillaz on Audio Boom. Welcome to the Prick Up Your Ears podcast. My name's Johnny Robinson.
And I'm Zoe Fell. Hello. Charlie Bucket's granddad, number one tosser in my book. He deserved to die there that day.
It was down to the youngest person in the house to go and do something, and they've just freeloaded on the back of it. We didn't even look
under the bed.
I don't even think I want to, actually.
No. Because
if they don't even get out for the toilet.
Oh, God.
A shopping forecast
brought to you by Offshop
in association with the Chicken Bone Reconstruction Service,
the Fizzy Bottle Decoration Agency,
the Expensive Frying Pan Club,
the Rhubarb Growers of South Wales,
the Bread and Butter Agency.
Hello and welcome, and you're listening to the In the Dark podcast, the podcast that documents the rise to fame of three idiots who try to get onto the radio and avoid the doll queue. My name is Robin Smith.
I'm Yelma Ladyfield.
And I'm Johnny Robinson.
We are not whores, are we? Or hookers?
I can be a whore if you like, but...
No, thank you.
For more, check out soundgorillaz.co.uk. Canned Classics.
A world full of multiple possibilities. A world where tangents and tunnels take you to a level you cannot comprehend until you turn off your thoughts and close your eyes. You are now in the dark.
Hello, you fucks. Welcome to the In the Dark Booby Show. I'm Johnny Robinson.
You don't call your listeners fucks.
Why?
It's nice to say.
I thought you'd just be a different way to say hello.
Oh, all right then.
Yeah.
Shall I even begin?
Well, I've just done
right,
it
right, start as number one. Best thing to do is not piss off the audience. I learned that too.
All right, you fucks. Well, no, should I do different?
No, that's all right.
Nice. All right, everyone, what's going on? Welcome to... Welcome to the In the Dark podcast. I'm Johnny Robinson.
I'm Yelma Lelyfield.
And of course, I am Ron Smith.
And today we have a friend called Sammy.
Hi.
She's going to be here laughing. She's like our one-man audience, but she's a female, so you can't be a man. Sorry.
One person. That would probably be better, Johnny.
So we're going to be talking this week about stuff that we saw everywhere, because none of us has done any research yet. And yeah.
You had a year in there, didn't you?
Yeah, so lads, have you been watching the Olympics recently?
Well, I have. I've been to London.
Yeah, some of us was very lucky and managed to get down there. What did you went to see?
I went to watch field hockey, which was really cool. Which was really cool, actually. And I watched the triathlon as well. That was an open event. People, you know, normally in London, people are all right. They are right, but not as nice as they are during the Olympics. Everybody was so friendly and so nice, really.
Was the sun out?
Well, no. I think they were instructed. Everyone was instructed. Hello, can I help you? Hello, welcome to the Olympics. Woo! Go, Team GB!
Then they heard the accent and just turned to you and said, fuck off.
But it was a fantastic atmosphere down there, really.
Did Holland have anyone in the teams for both of those events?
Yeah, for lots of sports, actually. They're doing quite well, hockey, and, they won a gold medal swimming, 50 metres and 100 metres. 100 metres men, is that sprint in the Olympic arena? Yeah, lots of other sports, which I don't know out of my head. It was very cool. I watched the field hockey game yesterday, which was in the Riverbank Arena at the Olympic Park, and it was the busiest day yesterday. It was super. Was it what day was it yesterday? Was it Saturday? I can't remember really.
Yeah, it was Saturday.
Fucking hell, you already lost.
I've been drunk, man. I can't remember. It was first match. A match I watched was my memory is bad.
That's too much alcohol.
Yeah. The first one.
Control it.
Was
alcohol it?
USA, New Zealand, and the second one was Germany against Argentina. Something went wrong with my ticket, so I thought, oh no, this is the moment that I have to go back to their home, and they watched a game with the two of them. But we were very lucky. They because apparently there was something went wrong with booking or something with the seats, and they upgraded our tickets, which was very cool actually. It was quite near the field.
I didn't watch much of the Olympics. I watched Night Garden instead, and apparently they've made an Olympic replica in Lego.
Didn't you even watch the opening ceremony?
Oh, I watched a little bit of that, but I switched it over and watched Night Garden again.
I know you were watching it, Yelma.
I did. I loved it.
And of course, anyone subscribed to my Twitter, rock'n'roll_Robin, would have known that I was watching it as well.
I'm thinking about doing that on Big Brother.
Life treat it.
Yeah, because I used to do that when beforehand when it was on Channel 4.
Well, actually, I was watching the Olympics with a friend of mine. It was here last week. We were making sort of fun of Great Britain because, you know, when you watch the BBC, they are doing very good broadcasts from the Olympics. They really do. But the thing is, they always got the British athletes first and they say, oh, yeah, well done. You were 17th out of 17 or something. You know, you get what I mean?
I know what you mean. It's like, yeah, you lost, but we're not going to say it.
Well done. You didn't get past the finish line first, but you're British.
It was a long way, yeah.
But you have to give them credit, though. They bloody qualified for it to begin with.
That is no.
Yeah, that's more than most people ever do.
Well, I didn't go to the Olympics, so...
Well, don't make me comment on that.
Yeah.
Too many hurtful things could be said.
Thanks.
Shall we just make up?
You know when friends are real friends, don't you?
Well, we can make up our own sport.
Yeah.
Okay, so what would it be? What would be Yama's imaginary sport? Would it be we all get very, very high?
And then that's the Dutch sport, yeah.
That's the Dutch national sport. How high you can get in a day?
Weedlethics or something it should be.
They should have a boobs contest for Olympics.
Oh, it's always with fucking boobs. Do you think of anything else?
Olympic breast competitions. And
oh
like,
my God.
How does that work then?
All of the ones with breasts get them measured and heightened, and then they have the one for the best one.
Is it with the judges then?
Yeah. Oh, Jeremy Clarkson is the judge.
Of course, yeah. Okay.
And Peter Andre.
Okay, you're just basically supporting these people.
Pamela Anderson in there. Yeah,
you need to have a girl one there.
Of course, yeah. You have Hugh Hefner.
You need to have a girl version, or maybe two girl versions. Like,
do you have a male breast contest as well then? For men.
Biggest man boobs.
Fat ones get to go in that one. mostly dart players. Golf people don't have boobs.
No. Well, I used to play golf and I didn't see any.
No.
No.
Unless they were a girl version. And,
yeah.
Maybe a Hollywood person should be there as well.
I'd just like to point out at this point, normally we start off quite strong and then we completely fail towards the end. Well, this one, we never got up the hill.
It can't get any worse.
Yeah, we're in the sleaze factory.
Yeah.
Come and join. Hashtag woo.
Woo. So the Olympics held in Johnnyland.
The John Olympic.
John Olympic. So what is this being judged? I can't believe I'm going along with it.
Johnny Olympics.
Oh, fuck. So what would it be judged on? You know, I feel like I should apologise to Sam in there.
She's used to it. I met her on a bus.
that's
how I met her first time.
I get a feeling you meet a lot of people on buses.
I know I met a girl on a train and I found her on Twitter and she was a bit annoyed about that.
I guess she would.
Yeah, she just told me she went to university somewhere and I was like, oh, okay. What's your name? All right, good. And then like, I found her on something and like, yeah.
All right, let's just think how this poor girl will think. She just had to bear how long talking to you, and then afterwards, I bet
she
you would
started
look,
it.
Yeah, you said, oh, fair enough.
So it's her fault then.
Then it sour afterwards.
She's asking for it.
Yeah.
And then you track her down online, and you go, I found you. What do you think she's going to feel?
She was really chatty, like really, really chatty. And, like, seemed all right. So I was like, all right, well...
Maybe she was just a talkative person.
But I didn't get her last name, so I just made that up and it worked.
You just made up her last name? You Googled her first name, you made up her last name, and you found her.
I typed in...
Or did you type in her first name and then...
I didn't know her last name, but I knew her first name. I knew where she was coming from and where she was going.
Oh, my... You're creepy. My God.
So I typed it in just to, like, do some research on her. I did research on that man that you saw.
Oh, right, yeah. Because I made a picture with a journalist from Holland.
Oh, so the old dude.
Yeah, the old dude,
The old dude.
I just had to bear, you know, half an hour talking to an old friend of mine who speaks like that, dude a lot. And I'm afraid that some of his speaking patterns might have rubbed off on me.
Isn't dude like some sort of part
surf
of
language?
Something? No, it's apparently dude. A dude is like some sort of like extra part or something that you cut off.
Okay, like, the images in my head are not exactly what I call pleasant.
No, no.
That's what I was going to say.
Not like that. You know, like a bit like one of those, you know, like when you make a glass or something
mm-hmm.
and you got a big clump of glass on the end.
Okay.
And you have to chop that off.
I see what you mean.
Okay,
I think that's called a dude. Dude, where's my car?
That's a horrible fucking movie.
That's a bad film.
I love that film.
Oh, no.
No offense, mate, but that would make sense.
Thanks.
My dog is not a fucking hermaphrodite. So, after we've been completely derailed...
Or we could be derailed, which means that we've had our whales took off of us.
Okay, but to be derailed, whaled, you need fucking whales.
Yeah, we'd have our Welsh nationality taken off us.
Shouldn't that be de-Welsh?
Yeah,
de-Welshed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been de-Welsh. I like that.
Do you know who I saw in the tube?
Okay, who you saw?
Mr. Johnson, Boris. I wanted to take a picture with him. I was dressed up in orange and I was with my sister in the London Underground. I said, excuse me, can I take a picture with you? I said, no, sorry. I gotta say hello to someone first. And then he just walked off. Which was a pity, really. But he took a picture with someone else.
They're like that, though, aren't they? It's like...
No, it was very friendly, really. Yeah.
I suppose he can't, like, have a picture for everyone that asks him.
No.
Otherwise, he'd not be able to do any work, would he?
No.
He'd just be there.
He is the mayor of London.
Yeah.
What's the job, then?
Yeah.
What is he doing?
I wonder what he actually does do, like...
After the Olympics?
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually goes back to running London.
But what does running London entail? Like, surely that like, means you're the manager, doesn't it? The manager of London.
Mm-hmm.
What? How the fuck am I supposed to know? I never lived in London.
Should give it a go.
Living in London or running it?
Running it both, actually.
Oh, fuck it. You know what? It would be screwed up before the week is out.
You never lived at London, but, like, running it, pimps.
Pimps?
Yeah, that means easy.
Okay.
You not heard of that before? Pimps. It's pimps. It's an old 90s word.
I was born middle class Gloucester. Of course I didn't hear it.
I got a bit drunkified last night.
Am I the only one who remains sober? And I'm the one with a fucking reputation of being an alcoholic,
yeah,
for crying out.
I ripped my face off.
Okay, so we're compiling this of all Johnny's injuries. So he's not only is he pissed, he's also ripped half his face off. I imagine his leg is probably handed in by dangling. Fuck
and
it.
And de-whaled as well.
He got no more whales. They're completely gone.
They've been made into jam.
And I think the question on every listener's lip at this point is, how the fuck are you even still alive, Johnny?
Because I could have died last night in my sleep after all that face stuff coming off my face.
I'd like to hear that one. How that would work.
I don't know how it happened because I was asleep, weren't I?
Yeah.
And like, you came in the living room because I slept on the sofa. You said, hello, and I turned around and said, my face is all bleedy, and then, like, I looked at you.
Your face is all bleedy?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
And then you was like, oh, no, how'd you do that? And I said, I don't know. And then that's kind of the story, really, other than going to the shop and getting some Savlon.
You know what the sad thing is? My week hasn't been any more entertaining than that. It's just been one of those really slow weeks.
Just make it up.
Yeah. You can do something. You can go out there.
You had your arm chopped off earlier in the week, and you had that sewed on by robots.
Oh, yeah, I've been abducted by fucking robots, and what happened is, when they abducted me, they accidentally chopped my arm off. Of course, being a mistake that I were, I'm being proper gentleman about it, they reattached it.
But they put it on the wrong limb, they put it on your leg.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what happened is, I now got a foot for a hand and a hand for a foot.
Yeah, but they re-jiggered that. They used
I don't get
excited
about the rest of my body, fucking hell.
Because I went on a drunken rant last night, and I was talking to Sammy about... That we're like sellotape.
Sellotape together, but we're like not stuck together, but you can like throw it away and then drag me back or something like that.
Yeah. It's more like a yo-yo.
Yeah.
Yo-yo. Okay, so we're all sellotape then.
And yesterday was just watching Night Garden. Although today I saw that guy beat the other guy on tennis.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Going back to our original topic, the Olympics. No, it's nice to see that
we did go back to it. We went back to it. We did a nice little circle tangent.
Yeah, I know. I just it's nice that we actually gone somewhere with it.
I'm still looking.
You know, it's nice that we're actually not doing horrifically wrong. I mean, because normally it's just simply damage control.
Oh, I'm reading something about... this is from the Metro newspaper. An Australian TV channel has refused to show how many medals New Zealand has won. as it is doing better than them.
Oh, fuck.
Channel 9, the country's official Olympic broadcaster, cut its antipodean neighbour from a medal table after the Kiwis crept into 10th place compared to Australia's 19th. It later admitted the Aussies didn't want to be reminded of New Zealand's success. Until 9 has been slated for its poor games coverage so far. More than 105,000 viewers have signed a petition calling for the station to show sports beyond swimming, interviews of swimming, and analysis of swimming.
I take it Australia has been winning stuff in swimming then.
No.
Not that I can remember.
Well, I assume that if they're only showing any swimming, then everything else has been completed and it's been a complete disaster.
They're doing quite well in hockey, but I don't know any other sports they're good at.
This is what surprised me. Usually Australia does quite well.
Throwing koalas?
Yeah.
What do you say, throwing koalas? Or kangaroos, yeah. Kangaroo jumping.
Yeah,
they're or
a bit, kangaroo boxing.
Kangaroo riding instead of horse riding. Yeah. Horse race, yeah.
Sorry, kangaroo carry races. On, Robin. Yeah. You were going to say something important.
I was going to say, normally they do very well in these sort of events, yeah. And we do shit.
Should have a look at the middle table.
They should have a contest to find out if, they should have Olympic toilet check-in. And to see if they could find any spiders in the toilets, and then the ones who win the amount of spiders finds most spiders with the winners.
Fucking hell. You have something against bugs.
What, me?
Yeah, I remember when we were at Witchwood together, and of course we were sharing a tent. Suddenly there was a bug in there.
It fucking stung me!
And I get stung by a lot of bugs, and I never had to take it out on them.
It was in my shoe!
So you tip out your shoe and get on with your life.
Yeah, but I didn't know that it was in my shoe. So
I was talking about the one you were trying to crush on the floor.
I was like, ow, ow, ow. I took it out of the thing. And then it jumped out of my shoe asking to say, you fucker.
I was so like, I wasn't
there. If you stood on me, I would turn around and say, you fucker, then punch you in the nose.
It went in our tent.
And that. Where would
it
feel?
Our territory. This is going back to the rights again, and why you don't eat, why
bug rights,
eating animals and stuff.
Yeah, but you don't just kill something for no reason.
All right, so we'll kill some pigs, then we'll live on their land, we'll paint a picture and build a house, and then yeah. Same thing.
No, it isn't, because you kill the pigs for a reason. You kill the pig so you can eat it, so you can continue living.
I killed the pig to get it out of the way so I could have a house there.
You don't have to kill it, you can move it on.
Maybe I don't want to move it. Maybe I want to kill the pig and eat it. And then
that's okay,
it.
Because you're eating it, you're doing something useful, you need it. What the fuck is the bug? This isn't hard to understand.
I killed the bug because it was in my shoe.
Didn't you eat the fucking bug?
It stung me. I stung it back in my own little way.
You fucking crushed
it. You killed it.
Yeah.
Stung you a moment of discomfort and you took his life, you bastard.
He couldn't kill you. It's not malaria.
It would have killed me, right?
No.
If it was a bigger bug and it had more of a poison, it would have killed me.
No, and then what's the point? You would be dead anyway, so why the fuck would you care? Because I'll tell you something. I wouldn't take revenge on a bug.
It was the same what I was saying the other day. I wouldn't want to be, squished by, spiders. People squish spiders.
Yeah, and I don't.
I know, neither do I. I'm even more.
I did it once. I did it a few times before. Then I thought, what's the point? I'm just taking life for no good reasons. Yes, it's simple life. It doesn't understand shit, but hey.
But I killed
to choose to live or die without reason?
Okay, my instinct said kill it just in case it kills me, right?
Because it can kill you.
No. Because some things can. You got them spiders over here now, haven't you?
Black Widow.
Yeah, but the white ones. Not the white ones, but they're fake widows or whatever.
They come through the banana.
Banana spider, yeah.
Is it banana spiders?
Yeah.
Let's look at it statistically. How likely are you to meet one of these spiders?
I don't know. Well, a guy was in Toys R Us the other week, and he had it in his jumper, and it bit him 50 times.
And 50? How likely are you to meet it?
I bet there's thousands that come over.
The what?
I bet there's thousands that actually do come over.
Yeah, I reckon there's loads.
Because there's they transport
invading.
All the time.
Yeah.
Invading of the spiders. Conquest of nature has begun.
Borders.
Oh, no, but let's be honest here. Look, what is the spider's motivation?
You think you find that not that many people actually get bitten by the buggers. In Australia, where they have all these toxic spiders, snakes and a lot, the fact is people don't die from that because they've got so many anti-venoms.
Yeah, but they don't have it like on them, though. They have to go to the hospital for it.
Yeah, but
that's got to be difficult in Australia because people live, you know, on...
In fact, in the last 10 or so years, the only casualties to spiders have been a certain kind of spider that tends to hide in a car mirror. So when you take it down, because it's really sunny in America, America, what the fuck am I talking about America for? Australia. You pull that down, and the spider jumps out at you.
Yeah.
Because they're hiding there. That's it. That's the only reason people have died to these spiders in 10 years. And even that's very rare.
I think that happened... I remember hearing something a couple of years ago about like tires that I can't remember if it was spiders tires. Or scorpions, but they
wouldn't be surprised. They like dark places, so
yeah. And I think what happened is they'd transported all of these tires from this country, a hotter country, to the UK, and then like they got rid of the tires, they sold them on or whatever, and they had like spiders and scorpions and whatever. And not a happy time.
Yeah, but still, I don't think that is a regular occurrence.
I hear about it quite a fair bit. But that's probably because it's not heard that much. Like, I don't know anyone who said, oh, yeah, I got bit by one of those, like, poisonous things. But
and even if you got bit, I think you probably would be fine.
I think the guy who got bit by that fake widow would have been all right if it didn't bite him so much. And I think he went to hospital and, like, got sorted. But because it bit him so many times, they were, like, size of 50p's on him.
Fuck.
Wow.
The way how it happened... is closes on the washing line and like the wind blew it into a bush and the spider got in that way. So if they're living in the bushes, then they're going to be a bit more commoner now. And they did actually say in the news like 2 years ago or something that they were getting more common. So I'm simplifying it quite a lot, but yeah.
No, it's not that hard to produce anti-venoms.
But they don't put anti-venoms in sweets though. That's the shit thing. It could have. What if your kid gets bit by a spider? Right, and it's like, oh, no, we're going to have to go to the hospital. Oh, fuck, it takes half an hour to get to the hospital. If they had, like, a sweet with it in, they could digest
because
that.
It's medicines. That's why they don't.
Cough sweets.
Right, so this is why Johnny is not a doctor, for very good reasons.
I should be the Prime Minister.
Oh, Lord help us all.
Johnny Land.
Yeah.
So you got the Jolympics hosted by Johnny Land.
Jolympic Games.
Jolympic Games and...
So not only where you have an abundance of poisonous spiders, but you also have a breast competition where you still hasn't said how you got to fucking judge that.
A poison spider race.
Oh, that's what we should do. We should get a load of athletes. All right, we should pen them up like they do with horses at the beginning of the race. Then we release the spiders.
No, you
and
get
they have
loads
to
of,
run for their fucking lives.
You get loads of arachnophobiacs, people who don't like spiders, and then and then get them to run from that. So they have to run out. The one who runs to the other side with the spider poison on the other side is the winner. And they have two races. It's one to run away from the spider to get to the poison, and one to get to the poison back to the spider to kill it.
What? Why the fuck would you kill the spider with its poison? That makes no sense.
All right, a shoe then. You run to the side to get a no, because you'd have running shoes on anyway. You could just take your shoe off, couldn't you?
You could just stomp it.
Yeah, all right, then you'd have to have no shoes on then. All
you
of
could
them.
Still stomp it.
A single pig can consume 2 pounds of uncooked flesh every minute, hence the expression, as greedy as a pig.
So I saw a film you might like, Johnny. Cockneys versus zombies.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I thought that as well, yeah, but when I first saw the title, then I watched the trailer. It doesn't look that bad, actually.
No? Okay.
I guess what it's going to be, a bit edgier version of Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I reckon it sounds like a parody of Cowboys versus...
Aliens.
Cowboys versus aliens. No, I doubt it. Looks nothing like it.
No. See, I like the idea of having films in the UK like that, but or apocalyptic film.
Oh, that's the actor from Snatch. It was in there.
Which one?
The
Jason Statham.
No, the old guy.
Oh,
with the glasses.
A horrible cunt.
Yeah, him.
Pigs will go through bone like butter.
I love the farmer part of me sort of stepping in and sort of says, I know it won't.
An hungry pig or something like that. It was like a hungry pig will go through human flesh. Bricktop, his name was, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think
I watched the trailer, but it is it's probably very funny.
I think it's probably going to be quite an exploitation film.
Do you know what Nemesis means? A righteous infliction of retribution manifested by an appropriate agent.
Yay.
Personified, in this case, by an horrible cunt.
Everyone's a moron except for me.
A Pavarotti impersonator was refused a personalized bank card bearing his photograph because he looks too much like the late opera singer. Colin Miller has worked as a lookalike for the past...
Colin Miller?
Yeah, Colin Miller. It is, yeah. Has worked as a lookalike for the past 20 years, but when he applied for the bank card with Barclays, he was told photographs of celebrities were not allowed.
Did he do it in person?
Yeah, it wouldn't be his wife or his kids.
His girlfriends or something.
Or his man.
His
husband. His husband. He can't be gay.
He could be gay, couldn't he? Yeah.
Well, sorry, he would be his husband because you can't get married if you're gay in this country yet, unfortunately.
Well, you can't get married in Holland or wherever, anywhere else, in Denmark or whatever.
Right, we're not in a fucking utopia in Britain.
He can be his husband, technically.
Oh, so
I
he's Dutch,
suppose
then?
It depends what you want to call him. It depends as well if his job title is actually called husband. If I was like an owner of a big place, like
this is
a
not
car
going
factory,
well.
If I was an owner of a car factory, right, I could employ someone as title husband, couldn't I?
No.
Yeah, they could be called a husband and a husband.
Okay, so you have to apply for that job as husband.
Yeah, you'd have to apply for the job.
And would you? All right, let's put it this way. So you're you then, and you're looking through the advertisement page in the newspaper, and then you see a job advertised as husband.
Yeah. Husband, yeah. Husband's
let's say
wanted.
You get on top of my head $50,000 a year plus bonuses.
That's a good wage.
But you have to get married to this person.
Oh no, no,
it's just a job
it's
title.
It's just your title, husband.
Husband is someone who is married to another person.
Yeah,
so
but
yes,
husband could be anything. Couldn't
it's
it?
A pretty fucking requisite. Look,
you're taking this too serious, Robin.
No, I'm not fucking.
No, you do.
No, because what happens is you get because it's technically right what a husband does a normal husband like style.
Oh,
but
I'll still talk sense to him.
But what happens right is that this husband stuff. Right, that they do. They don't have to get married, but they have a husband because the owner of the company has a husband because that is that person's job, like personal assistant. That is called husband.
Then you call him a fucking PA.
But why would you call him that then?
Because that's the name.
Yeah, but what? That's
husband sounds more fashionable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm having a mental
breakdown.
You could
do it these days,
here.
Couldn't you? You could like. Walk into the 19th century or whatever we're in now.
Oh my god. Okay, so you call them a personal assistant because that's what they are. They are personal assistants.
Yeah.
Now, you see, in the English language, we have names for shit, what makes sense, and stuff have to meet certain parameters to be that stuff. Like, for instance, I'll call something a book as long as it has pages made out of paper and have stuff written on them.
But you could call that, you could call a book something else, though, if you wanted to. Fuck it, I can call a book Colin.
Yeah, but that would be the name.
I can give it a name.
Right, my dog's name is Pip, but she's not a Pip. It's a dog.
My cousin's dog's called Pip as well.
Pip. Okay.
Yes, Pip.
Is it short for Philip?
Sorry?
Or
well,
paper.
Being a girl, that'd be rather bizarre. No,
that's right, that's allowed.
It could have been a boy first, you know?
Could have been one of those dogs that has both.
Is it hermaphrodite or something?
No, my dog is not a fucking hermaphrodite.
But are you sure? Or is it?
That's a bit we're going to use for a jingle.
Do hermaphrodites even occur in dogs? I don't even know.
Yeah, I think it does. I watched that Rolf Harris program a long time ago.
No, it's my dog's not a fucking hermaphrodite. That's what I'm trying to get across. But no, what my point
like
was is...
Just in case anybody thought it was true.
Yeah.
Did you just check it or...
Oh yeah, I got my dog with me right now. I'm not serving.
I've just tilted it upside down. Just to check.
What's this? So that's a tail?
It's got an extra tail.
Two tails, huh?
One goes backwards, the other goes frontwards.
Five legs.
Oh my god. Oh my god. But maybe that's my problem, I just need to get it out.
When Yama came round earlier, and I said, Yama, I've got a new toy for you to play with, to have a look at. And he went into the toilet, and he said, oh, is that the same one as before? I said, no, new toy, not new toilet. So he was in my toilet, examining it, going, is this new?
I do believe that the seat is slightly to the left on this one.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Ellen Page is being threatened on Twitter. Who hasn't been threatened on Twitter?
I haven't yet.
I haven't.
I got one message.
You? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got that just about... one, about the chlamydia eye or whatever it was.
I can't remember that.
You can't remember
I reckon you made it up.
You know, the point is, my memory's so bad, you can make shit up, and I'll just be thinking there, did I really do that? I know there was someone I met who had chlamydia in her eye.
But in her eye?
Yes. I don't think I ever told you that story, though.
You must be joking. In her eye?
She had chlamydia
in her eye. What have you been drinking, Robin?
Sorry?
What have you been drinking, man?
It was fucking her, not me. I didn't get chlamydia in my fucking eye.
I didn't know you can have chlamydia in your eyes.
Yeah, well, neither did I, but apparently you can. I'm not going to go through the mechanics of it, because you can probably work out how the fuck you get chlamydia in your eye. Well, at least I'm hoping you two can work it out, because I don't really want to describe it.
Oh, Johnny Googled it. Oh, no.
We look on images, yeah?
No!
There you go. There's lots of chlamydia there.
Oh, no! Oh, that's gross. My God!
You can get
yeah, the story went is...
So please, listener, don't Google that. Don't Google that. This
you
is
know,
a warning.
Knew about it. It wasn't even a secret. Everyone bloody knew about it around the school.
Aww. Didn't want to take pictures with her. And, oh, that's the girl.
You know? Oh, yeah, that's it.
Excuse
oh, yeah,
me.
Because I'm that
take
kind of
a
person,
picture with
yeah.
you.
That's the clip.
I just want to have a fucking memory where I can point out... I just want to have
I
a fucking...
I feel so sorry for her, really.
Yeah, I'm that bad. I just want a photograph so when I'm an old man, I can sit there with my grandkids going, you know, that woman had a chlamydia in her eye. What a slag. I mean, oh, fucking hell, yeah.
When
what
I was 17, that girl had chlamydia in her eye. Let that be a lesson for you all, children.
Well, don't take a shot to the fucking eye.
whole different meaning to come shot.
And we have sank to a whole new low.
Coming clean, yeah.
Coming clean.
No, in her defence, she's a very lovely person, and she was quite brazen about it as well. She was quite upfront and honest. You know, I never asked her about it. It just came up in conversation. Back then, I had a lot of problems with my wrist because I had a repetitive strain injury when...
Oh, yeah, well, that happened, don't we? Yeah. Same old story.
How did she tell you then? You know, what I just got last weekend? No, what? Yeah, I got chlamydia in my eye. Oh, really? Yeah.
I walked in school one day with a bandage around my right wrist, and... No, that's an old rugby injury where someone dropped me in a line out. Yeah, I know what you're fucking thinking. So, yeah, so my hand bent back when I fell from this line because this bastard dropped me from flying out. So that completely fucked up my wrist, and every now and again I have to wear a bandage around them just to give an extra support. So I walked into this line.
Oh, you should see what Johnny just did.
Yeah, this is why I'm glad I don't have a webcam. I just don't want to see.
Is it for moving up and down, right?
So anyway, so she asked why I got banned from my hand. I explained, and then it just went this weird conversation where they just talk about injuries and shit like that. And then it suddenly sort of came out that she had chlamydia in her eye.
It kind of sounds like one of those conversations where the next one tries to do better than the other one.
Yeah.
You know?
It kind of works.
It's like, I hurt myself. Oh, I busted my wrist open. And then she's like, you know what? I can do better than that. I had fucking chlamydia in my eye, I did.
Yeah, at that point, it pretty much ended the competition. I can't compete with that shit.
Like, what, everyone goes silent, and it's like, well,
Yeah, it's like, ooh. Okay.
That's why you should always wear a condom over your eye.
Always wear protection. Eye protection, that is. Yeah.
She'd probably have to wear a welding mask every time she had sex from that point on.
Oh, God.
stop it from splashing up.
Or the Bane mask. No, that wouldn't help.
The Bane mask.
Your punishment must be more severe.
Oh, we're not doing that again, are we? We've only done a whole podcast doing the fucking voice.
Press Stilton is a cunt. There you go, you can loop that for 5 minutes. Press Stilton is a cunt.
Press Stilton is a cunt. Press Stilton is a cunt. Press Stilton is a cunt. Press Stilton is a cunt.
Johnny, what's your opinion on Syria?
They should just all stop fighting and have a party together.
Okay, and what do you think Russia should do about it?
Party.
Or China.
Share some alcohol out.
Okay, so your answer to the Syrian crisis, and by extrapolation, considering that Syria is the most important conflict in that area at the moment, the whole Middle East. So your answer is that everyone should have a massive piss up and party.
Yeah, what should happen? Russia should just go, oh, sorry about that. Let's go and have a drink together.
Or up the rolling is old and you looked up.
And yeah, and then they'll just like say, this fighting is stupid. And then,
we should have some vodka.
Share the vodka with everyone. Oh. Right.
And then, is that the count?
Okay, so the count delivers the alcohol in person.
Yeah. In a truck. it like milk.
So you have the count. He's going across the Syrian border with all this alcohol, but there's a problem. Because Syria is a very Muslim country, and in Islam, you can't drink alcohol.
What do you do then? Well, in that case, then they should say, you know, like how you have to cater for the vegetarian at a party?
Yeah, they should do that.
They should cater for, sorry, you're gonna drink our vodka. Maybe we can interest you in something nicer. And like, ask them what they want. Vodka. Don't just go over and like say, fucking have it. Would you like some of this? Or do you want this instead? Sorry about everything. But, you know, it's just chill. If everyone could do that in the world, there would be no problems. Football veganism would be over and done with.
You know, that's actually quite poignant. So, Johnny Robinson, solving the world's problem.
See, I should be the Prime Minister.
Okay, move along before we go on to that nightmare.
Nice to know I've got your vote of confidence.
Oh, believe me, no one's got my fucking vote of confidence.
There's lots of chlamydia there.
This is from Pink News, which is a gay, transsexual, lesbian and transgender community website. The article in question is entitled, Catholic Bishop, Government Should Make Incest Legal If It Really Believes in Equality. A senior Catholic bishop, Hugh Gilbert, has stunned, you know, he's wading in the whole Scotland thing, because Scotland is talking about legalising gay marriage, and he sort of waded into the fight here. And so said that if Scotland's going to legalise gay marriage, and if they truly believe in equality, they would make incest and polygamy legal. Just get you guys' reactions before I go off on one.
I don't want to give any attention to those things, really.
I think the sad thing is we have to give attention to it, because they're going to keep hitting us with it every single time. Because they're self-entitled cunts who believe that because they got some magic words on a piece of paper that gives them the right to tell people what they can or can't do. No.
Yeah, well.
So I'd like to lay out my position on this. I am pro-gay marriage. Quite frankly, I think the UK government should be hastening to enforce into this goddamn country as well. And the Catholic Church, well, for God's sake, it's the fucking Catholic Church. This all makes me surprised. After all the shit the Catholic Church has done recently and throughout the years, how the fuck do they have the balls to go out and say, you know what, you're the sinful people? We're talking about an organisation that not only covered up cases of paedophilia across the world to do with their own fucking priests, not people in the community they what should be able to be trusted, but then move them around to different communities so they can do it again and again and again. Not only is this the same church, when there's an AIDS epidemic in Africa, told people that condoms are evil and that anyone who uses a condom should go to hell. And people went one step further and said that AIDS is
the punishment for using condoms. Not only is this the same church, while half the world starves to death in poverty, they sit upon a fucking wealth that we can't even comprehend. And now they're going to come over here and start telling us what, who the hell we can or can't fuck. And it's even frustrating because these people are not even playing the fucking game. So, you know, maybe I'm truly of the belief that you don't get to criticise if you're not in the game. They don't go around screwing around with people. When they do screw around with people, it's with goddamn children, for crying out loud. Anyway, so he wrote in the Scottish Observer, why is it alright for a man to marry another man, but it's not alright for him to marry two women? If you really want equality, why does that equality does not extend to the nieces who generally love their uncles? Well, for starters, number one, you cunt. You're just using that because you think it's all wrong. Personally, I actually agree with him. It should all be legalized. Whose fucking business who you decide to marry or get or fuck around with? No one. As long as they are a legal, consenting adult, it doesn't matter. Yeah, that didn't go on as long as I thought it would do. Yeah.
Is there not, like, that weird thing there, though, of, like you said, just then, underage kids, like...
Or paedophilia.
With 50-year-olds, yeah. That's a bit gross. Or rather, really gross. Extremely gross. But a guy having sex with his sister...
Oh, no.
You know what? If both of them wants to do it, I haven't got a problem. That's their business, not mine.
Well,
this is my whole attitude. I got quite a libertarian attitude when it comes to it.
If they had,
I don't care what you do. That's your business.
If they had kids, they'd be fucked up.
Yeah, well, let's be quite honest here. How many people have kids who are fucked up? Sometimes there's one with a genetic cold. Now, should you? Probably not. It's probably doing a dumb thing, and I would not advise anyone to do that. Would I do it personally? Fuck no. Not in a million years. Not even in a million. Not in a couple of thousand billion years. Actually, not ever at all.
Never.
Nor would I advise anyone to do so. But the fact is, some people do, because they genuinely enjoy it, and so does the other person. And if they really do, then why the fuck should I tell them not to? Why the hell should I pass a law saying that it's illegal?
So you'd rather... let them make the decision on whether they thought it was morally correct.
Yes, because they're not hurting anyone else but themselves.
Should you protect them against themselves?
You know, this is my attitude. I do not know what's right for you. I'm not going to make the morally and intellectually bankrupt argument that I know better. I simply don't. It's simply you have to work out what's best for you in this situation. And if you think that's best for you, then I'm not going to tell you otherwise. That's always my attitude. It's very simple. You know, whatever the fuck you like, go ahead with it. Just as long that the other person wants it as well.
James Holmes, whatever his name is. He decided, the guy who went and shot everyone.
Oh, you mean, Joker.
In his mind, he thought that that was the correct thing to do and is morally right.
All right, what the hell does this have to do with my argument?
If it's their decision to decide whether something was morally right and that they shouldn't pass laws to say, well, they shouldn't be doing this, then technically that should be the same with every other law which is similar.
No, what I said is that I don't give a fuck what you do as long that you have consent with whoever you do it with. Now, did those people walk into that building and gave consent to be shot?
No.
I don't think so. So, no. I don't see what that has to do with my argument. If anything, it kind of proves my argument. Those people did not give consent to be shot. So, hence, it's a crime. It's murder. Now... if someone forced themselves upon a woman, that's rape. That is sex without consent. That is wrong. No, that's more than wrong. It's vile and vicious. No, it's disgusting. The fact is, that's wrong. They didn't give consent. It's a very simple concept. What people have problems with is because they simply want to impose their morals upon everyone else. And unfortunately, a lot of these people are religious idiots. Yeah, we got very oddly serious there.
Too serious.
Boobies! Yeah.
There we go, now we're on track.
We'll be right back after these words.
Hello, my name is Stephanie. I am a girl.
Stephanie has STD in her eye. Chlamydia.
Eye chlamydia is the fifth chlamydia in the world you can suffer from.
You can support Susie with just £5 a month.
You can support the chlamydia fund.
I got an idea. Let's look on Google and see what people have typed in.
Hey, that's always going to be good.
What is a... okay, the first thing that comes up is, what is a balanced diet? What is a heptathlon?
Heptathlon.
What is that?
Oh, fuck. It's, if I'm correct, I think it's a marathon, a swim, and a bike race.
No, that's a triathlon.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Track and field event in particular, for women, in which they measure their breasts and... Oh, wow, that is my event. No, it's not really. Competition taking part in 7 events. It's like a triathlon. I reckon we should hear right now Robin's version of what he thinks a zoo radio show sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
10 o'clock in the morning with me, Ron Smith. I'm joined by Lady... Johnny... Oh, fuck.
Johnny Lalybell.
Johnny
Lalybell.
Johnny Lalybell. You're my new co-host. Yes, it's Monday morning, and I'm here with Yelma and Johnny. Yes, we're going to take you through the next 2 hours. This is Toe Radio's Morning Zoo Show. Beep, 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 beep. Talk sound effects. Boom. Shit like that. Yes, his new track is by me. Sorry. Yeah.
Why are you using a different voice?
I don't know. It just sort of comes naturally with that one. It just comes naturally. I don't know why. It just happens.
It's like, hi, hello, welcome, and you're listening to the radio show now. We're broadcasting live for you until 10 a.m., but first we're going to play you a lovely song by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, that's not a lovely song. That's not a fucking lovely song.
So, Yelma, can you tell me your radio voice right now? If you were going to do your cheesy radio voice, how would it sound?
Well, I would sound like this, because I sound like a masculine guy, and I just sound awesome.
I sound like a game show narrator. What's our lucky contestants going to get this time? And I go, a brand new car!
Woo!
Yes, it's a knockout, it's a home run, it's a Monday morning breakfast show with me, Robin Smith, Johnny, yeah, fuck it.
I'd just be normal.
I guess I would try to be a bit more fast pitch in
I'd
my voice.
Okay, this is how it goes. Say, music finishes, go. Hello there, good morning, welcome, my name's Johnny Robinson, I'm joined by Robin Smith.
Hey.
And I'm a Ladybald.
Hey.
And today we're going to have some great music. We've got on the way by the likes of Tina Turner, Carly Rae Jepsen, and also more Tina Turner. But first, here is, guess who it is, Tina Turner.
Stay tuned to our competition. I keep going American.
Have you guys come with an outro? Because I haven't.
Yeah,
I
couldn't think keep of, everyone I, safe.
Fuck off.
Now, what did you say? Have a time or something?
Oh, on the website I put, until next time, have a time.
I don't like that, to be quite honest. Then again, I can't think of anything else.
What do you like about me?
Fuck all. You're annoyed. You sport. You speak a lot.
Johnny smells really bad, trust me.
Oh, Johnny?
Yeah?
I think if I say anything more, I might have a falling out with him.
You're going to say you know, don't you? You're going to say, I know he does. Dickhead. My bit where my face is hanging off is hurting.
Don't fucking touch it.
Yeah. He can see me through the telly, even though he's not on the telly. You can get in touch with us on the In the Dark Fuckcast by emailing itd@radioshockmedia.co.uk.
Why are you so obsessed with calling it the Fuckcast?
The Fuckers Podcast.
If I didn't know any better, I think that you're trying to use it as an opportunity to get laid.
Well, not with me.
Well,
no, I'll be quite honest with you,
not
mate.
Not with hosts.
Yes, if you're desperate enough to sleep with Johnny, or if you are a professional and you like to sleep with Johnny on a cheap fee, I mean, for crying out loud, I've only got 20 quid in my wallet here.
What? Hang on, for a fee? That's prostitution. That's prostitution.
I think we have to be realistic about your chances here.
Feel like me out. Why would you put me out for?
Let's put it this way. At least I will fork out for a prostitute with the least amount of STDs you can get.
Oh, okay, well.
Yeah, I'm that generous.
She'll only have 8.
Yeah, only have 8. She only have herpes and chlamydia, I swear.
As long as it's not in her eye.
Oh, I wonder how she's doing.
Check out all of our other podcasts we've got, which so far will be free, at radioshockmedia.co.uk/ITD. I'm Johnny Robinson, and I'll still be Johnny Robinson after the podcast is finished.
And I'll be Yelma Lalybell after this podcast.
And of course, I am and always will be Robin Smith.
Now it's time for Johnny's final thought. Well, we today talked about lots of stuff. off the podcast, I spoke about how Noah existed. But we'll go on about that another time. Chlamydia and I. When having sex, always wear protection, especially eye protection. If you have glasses, then you don't need any because that should be enough. But get something like sellotape to put around the glasses just in case any rogue spunk was to travel into your eye. Olympics are on. Have a look. They don't do anything special like that. That's for the Special Olympics.
Yeah, Paralympics.
No, it's for mentally disabled kids.
Yeah. And also, the world would be a better place if Olympics was done with boobs. For a boob contest and things like that. And also, Russia could make the world a better place if they have offered everyone alcohol, some vodka, or if they offered them something they like if they're Muslim. That's the final thought. Until next time, keep everyone safe.
Couldn't do it better myself.
No.
The In the Dark podcast was directed by Robin Smith and Yelmer Lelyveld. It was produced and edited by Johnny Robinson. The In the Dark podcast is a Radio Shock Media production.